As we wrap up our Coach's Corner program here on this Sunday morning, again, a presentation of Accent Chiropractic and Alliance. We will wrap things up here with Coach Hawk this morning. But I guess, Coach, hopefully, again, you take some good things out of this game. We knew going in that it was going to be a difficult one. Sydney kind of was the favorite in our district, and then they struggled. They had lost three in a row up until last night, but that's going to put them right in the mix. And certainly heading into last night, Alliance was ahead of Sydney in the point standings. Don't know if one win flip-flops that very much or not, so we're still right in the things too. Scottsbluff kind of got the best of Gehring pretty good, so, you know, Gehring down at the bottom of the standings, but they're a dangerous team because Sydney's going to play them this week, and then we've got them in the next week. So, you know, it's jumbled right now, and really, it's going to come right down probably to these last 2 weeks to see who goes where and who stays home. Kind
right,
of
absolutely.
Thing. Yeah,
we definitely control our own destiny. We've had a very difficult schedule that, you know, honestly, I think if we win one of the next two, we'll be in. Mm-hmm. You have Holdridge is going to end up being a Division II loss. Lexington's going to be a Division II win. Mm-hmm. Shadron probably will end up being a Division I win,
right?
Because they have two. I think they have Mitchell and Valentine mm-hmm. left to play, you know, Aurora, McCook are going to be Division I losses, and really Sydney could end up.
True.
If Sydney wins out, they could end up being a Division I loss mm-hmm. too. So, you know, we can't control any of that. You know, you sure would have liked to won that game because your district champion is guaranteed to go. But all we can do now is control be perfect to what we can control. And we have a very difficult Scottsbluff team. Mm-hmm. You know, and without a doubt, Sydney was everybody's favorite to win the district. I mean, the amount of talent that they had coming back was almost unheard of. Mm-hmm. I mean, not just experience coming back, but the level of that experience where you had a kid like Logan Lewis who throws a shot put over 50 mm-hmm. feet and is a sprinter.
Some of them two and some of them even 3 year starters
right.
coming back.
Right. You know, yes. and they started coming on at the end of last year and so they were everybody's favorite. In fact, when I, you know, they always kind of pull the coaches mm-hmm. on preseason mm-hmm. state rankings, I put them in my top five in the state. Mm-hmm. So I think they're that caliber of a team. Scottsbluff is a very good team, obviously. You know, they're a Scottsbluff. You know, Coach Benson always has a very good defense. And they're offensively, they're running the ball a ton. A similar scheme to what they used to do. It's going to take on that shape. They line up differently, but it's still the same principles as the old double wing back, you know, probably more when Coach Tomlin was here than
right.
myself.
Right.
I think really, we only faced that 1 year that I was here, or 1 or 2 years maybe. So, you know, that will give us a whole new set of challenges. They're very, very much a power run game. So we're going to have to figure something out. You know, the problem is when you play a team like that, 9 feet is a positive play for them.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're okay with 2nd and 7 because they think in 3 plays, they're going to get 1 4-yard play. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And so that it presents a lot of challenges. And honestly, our defense makeup is not right now was suited for a power run game. It's just, you know, we had seen a lot of spread teams. We had switched to a 3-4 and we felt like the strength of our team would be our secondary. Well, then you have Ryan Romick hurt, Nick Mazur hurt, Josh Matulka hurt. Mm-hmm. All those kids were starters mm-hmm. off last year's team. And so we have younger kids playing, you know, and they're getting good experience and I think doing a nice job for us. But it's, you know, we're just going to have to look at some different things this week. And it's a game that we know we can go win. We always have very competitive games with Scottsbluff. It's a fun atmosphere.
Right.
And we're excited about the opportunity.
Well, and as you mentioned last year, too, because nobody had really been scoring a lot on Scottsbluff. And last year's game with the Bluffs was kind of a sort of similar to last night, sort of a track meet. And you mentioned matchups and how you match up against a particular type of scheme or a particular type of personnel or something, and maybe that'll be similar again this year. I guess I don't know. What's your feeling
right.
on
well,
that?
I think yeah. so. You know, yeah. and I think part of – there's several factors to why our offense looked very good last night. And mm-hmm. obviously one of them, Josh is an experienced mm-hmm. guy at the helm. But we were able to establish something. Mm-hmm. And when you establish one thing, then you can do other things off of it. You know, I mean,
sure.
it sounds very simple, but that's really what it comes down to. I mean, you're you're trying to fool a 16 and 17 year old kid. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so you start establishing something, whether it's a, you know, whether it's an off tackle play. Well, then you're able to play action pass off right. of that. And honestly, up until last night, we had very few opportunities where we really said, we feel like we can do this one play mm-hmm. and pick up positive yards. And last night there were several things working, you know, we put in several new looks. Mm-hmm. They weren't adjusting very well to that empty set out of, you know, a shift. Now the problem is next week a team will have time to prepare. Right.
They'll get a good look at it.
Right. Sure. And mm-hmm. so, you know, and probably it becomes much less effective unless we, you know, we have to be able to come up with something off of it. And that's how this, you know, we joke in coaching, mm-hmm. it's whoever holds the pin last.
Right, right, right.
You know, you put up an offensive formation, they draw what they would do. Well, then hand the card back to me and I'll show you how we'll beat it. And then you hand the card back to him and he'll show you how he'll adjust.
Sure.
And that's the fun. That's what I enjoy. Mm-hmm. You know, you enjoy that the chess match part of it. And I thought our kids played very hard last night.
They did.
I thought they really, there was probably the touchdown to get them to 52 points, that one play when we'd went for it on fourth down on our own 15. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. Our effort on that one play probably wasn't great, but I think the realization that not mm-hmm. picking up that first down probably was the game.
Sure.
And that was the only time I thought we played very, and then even after that, I thought we played very hard to march the field down and score in less than a minute. And so, you know, the process continues.
Right.
You know, I think clearly we took a step forward, especially offensively. And I think that game will prepare us nicely for what we're going to face against Scott's Bluff.
We'll look forward to it. Again, 7 o'clock at Scott's Bluff on Friday night. Coach, thanks for being with us today. We'll look forward to seeing you next week, and best of luck to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
That'll do it for today's edition of Coach's Corner here on KCOW, brought to you by Accent Chiropractic and Alliance. Back again with another edition of Coach's Corner next Sunday here on Radio 1400 KCOW Alliance.